Supporters of the bill, mainly Republicans, such as sponsor Sarah LaTourette, said this bill gets rid of the law that requires Ohioans who feel their lives are threatened from having a duty to retreat before being able to use a gun to defend themselves.
Currently, Ohio is the only state where a person is considered guilty until proven innocent in cases of self-defense.
Opponents, such as Democrat David Leland, called it stand-your-ground legislation that he said would dramatically cut penalties for violating existing state law.
Crimes such as illegally carrying a concealed handgun, or illegally carrying a concealed weapon at a college or a university, or illegally transporting a loaded firearm in a vehicle, would all be punishable by that slap on the wrist.
Democratic Representative Stephanie House said this bill impacts African Americans like herself differently. She said she and other minorities are sometimes perceived as threatening to some people.
What do you do in places and spaces when your presence, literally your face, causes someone to be fearful of you?
House said the legislation would allow that person who is fearful because of someone else's skin color to shoot in self-defense. She then ticked off the names of lawmakers sponsoring the legislation and the percentage of African Americans living in their districts. And that's when Republican House Speaker Ryan Smith gaveled her down.
We're talking about constituencies and the impact of this legislation on constituencies.
And I'm asking you to keep the personalities away from
The interchange went on as House was gaveled out of order again.
So
her microphone was shut off. Smith proceeded straight to the vote on the bill as protests from House could be heard in the background.
Shall the bill pass? As amended, the House will prepare and proceed to vote.
The bill passed as House continued to protest.
The lady will take her seat and refrain from being disruptive, please.
House left the chamber and a few moments later spoke to reporters. She said she was offended that she was not allowed to make her point, that legislators who backed this bill represent predominantly white constituencies.
How is that offensive? When we write laws, our title is Ohio representatives, right? We might have a district number, but we make laws for all of Ohio, and I just want my colleagues on the other side to hear that, to understand that.
Smith said he was offended, and that's why he gaveled her down.
I didn't gavel her down hard. I just tried to get her attention. And, you know, frankly, she insinuated myself and Johnson and LaTourette are racist, and I find that infuriating.
House said she doesn't think you can talk about a bill like this without taking race into consideration.
Having a conversation of race is like, we're not going to talk about it. It's like kryptonite here in this body, and I just don't understand what's the harm in looking at your blind spots? Because clearly there are. Sometimes you can miss some things if you only represent 1 to 10% of a group.
House said she hopes the discussion about how this bill would affect people of color will continue as the bill now goes to the Senate, where it's likely to pass. But Governor John Kasich has said he will veto it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.